Now, your gift of $20 to Save America Ministries is going to put King of the Mountain. If you want to order a case lock, there are 24 books in the case. We'll give you a 45% discount so that you can get that book out in your congregation. You can give it out. You can sell it. I don't care what you do with it. Get the message out quickly. King of the Mountain, the eternal epic end time battle for he who rules the Temple Mount rules the world. And remember, do you not know that your body, heart, or the temple of the living God? Now you see why it comes right down to home. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Thank you. Tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, and send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church to create a vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you our guest this evening is William Federer, certainly one of my favorite guests. And we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world today and certainly the battle between Christianity and certainly the Muslim faith. And a lot of wonderful Christians out there in the world, a lot of wonderful Muslims out there in the world. But certainly there is certainly a foundation for the Muslim faith, which is quite incompatible with Christianity. To give us the background of this age-old struggle between the Muslim faith and the Christian faith, our good friend William Federer. Thanks very much for being with us, William.
It's great to be with you, Dr. Stan.
You pick up the story because you do such a good job with it.
Well, there was one thing I thought would be interesting to consider with the Obamacare shutdown of the government. And that is the whole Saul Alinsky concept of creating a crisis in which there can be an excuse to usurp power. Is it okay if I...
Sure, you go right ahead, because I certainly agree with you. I believe that this whole thing is engineered, but they couldn't put this off without the help of the Republicans. It's not simply Obama who's doing this, but the Republicans are going right along with this because they're not talking about the issue. And the major issue is you can't continue spending more than you're taking in. You've either got to decrease spending or you've got to increase taxes or both. And neither side will say that. They keep talking about Obamacare. This has nothing to do with Obamacare. You cannot spend money you don't have indefinitely. And that's what we're doing. We go right ahead, William.
Well, if someone wants to Google the Chicago Tribune 1934 political cartoon, and it says spend, spend, spend under the guise of recovery, bust the government, blame the capitalists, scrap the Constitution, and declare a dictatorship.
And that's just the direction we're headed with the support of both political parties.
And so the idea is you don't spend to try to get the economy going. You spend to bankrupt the country. And then once the country is bankrupted, the government has an excuse to step in with martial law. A biblical example of this is Joseph in Egypt, where there was 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. So the question is, what happened that first year of famine? Well, people said, don't have food. Government, take our cattle, give us food. Second year, take our land, give us food. Third year, take us and our kids and our posterity. Just give us a handout from the government. And all the power in Egypt was concentrated into the hands of one person, the Pharaoh. So if you had it within your power to create the famine, people will sell their souls to continue getting their Social Security check, their welfare check, their Medicare, their Obamacare, their everything.
But don't forget the food stamps. We've got almost 49 million Americans on food stamps, 48 to 49 million Americans on food stamps. What madness is that when we're having to borrow the money to provide the food stamps?
And an interesting quote in the NPR radio interview that David Axelrod did, he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition where you throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent.
And of course, both sides accuse one another of basically the Republicans say the Democrats are responsible. The Democrats say the Republicans are responsible. And basically, of course, we talk about this sort of defunding Obamacare, ladies and gentlemen. Even if we defunded Obamacare, we'd still have an impossible situation. Spending almost $1 trillion a year on average more than we're taking in, how long can you do it before you go bankrupt?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It would have been something pointing out the standard techniques that are used. They've been used down through history, basically to create artificial situations to justify suddenly taking military action or violent action, how suddenly Muhammad had actually justified his taking on a military career and robbing caravans because he went into Mecca and he insulted all of the religions that were there, calling them thieves, and certainly the religions were all bad, and all of their relatives or their forebears were suddenly burning in hell, and so they asked him to leave. They felt he was provocateur, and then he said, well, Chris, because you're chasing me out, I mean, I'm just here just expressing my opinion. Since you're being cruel to me, why I certainly am then going to start robbing your caravans? And that began Muhammad's militant career. And then, of course, William is simply talking about Japan and how certainly at the early part of the 1900s, why Japan wanted to provoke an incident to justify a conflict. Pick up the story there, William.
So the Chinese were nice enough to let Japan build a railroad through a portion of China. And suddenly part of the railroad was blown up. And all fingers point to the Japanese blowing up the railroad themselves. But they use this as an excuse to blame the Chinese. And so the Japanese invaded China and they conquered Nanking, China, where they killed 100,000 people. And the people of Nanking still remember it to this day. But it's this idea that you have this crisis of a railroad blowing up and you blame it on your opponent, and then that gives you justification to respond. There is the story of Istanbul, which used to be called Constantinople. But Istanbul was the capital of Europe. It was Christian until it was conquered by the Muslims and held for 500 years and still is held by them. But in the year 1950, the Greek Christians in Constantinople had been reduced to a second-class status, very similar to the way the Democrats treated the freed slaves in the Deep South after the Civil War. The Jim Crow laws and black codes, well, those are the laws that Christians have to live under in Muslim countries. And so the Muslims began to be more and more intolerant of these Christian minorities, boycotting their stores and having demonstrations. Finally, the government leader had an idea that he would have a secret plan to blow up the home of Ataturk, who was the founder of modern-day Turkey. And they would blow it up and then blame the explosion on the Christian minorities. The bomb never went off, but the newspapers ran with the story anyway. And they got all of the Muslims in Istanbul up into a jihad riot, and they drove pickup trucks that were government trucks filled full of axes and the shovels, and they blocked off the streets to the Christian neighborhoods, and the mobs came, took all the tools, and smashed the windows and storefronts and house fronts and doors, and pulled people out of their beds, and, they would rip out the beards and destroy churches, and this horrible, horrible event that caused 50,000 of the Greek Christians to flee, and now there's probably just less than 1,000 of them left in Constantinople as a very small minority. But it was this idea that they needed some crises, and they created the crises themselves, and they blamed it on this innocent small Christian minority.
That's so reminiscent of what happened in New York City on September 11, 2001, where, of course, after the Twin Towers had come down, and then in the afternoon, they announced that the Building 7 had come down, but they announced it 30 minutes before Building 7 came down. In other words, British Broadcasting Company announced that Building 7 had come down, and it didn't come down for 20 minutes after that. Of course, we're supposed to believe that the building came down because, of course, certainly the fire in the building. Most ridiculous thing in the world. I talked to the gentleman who was given the job to clean up the debris. He told me, and you can hear it in our 4-CD set, why did the buildings come down? And this gentleman, he was in charge of cleaning up the debris. And he said 99% certain this was controlled demolition. But, of course, you needed that. We have to, of course, justify what happens. So many of the incidents we see are manipulated today. It's sort of like the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They got us into a war where we killed 58,000 American boys, 1 million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese. And even Robert McNamara eventually admitted it never took place. When are the American people going to begin to question what we're being told? Go right ahead.
There's a story around, maybe 300 BC, Athens, probably more like 500 BC, but Athens was a democracy. And there was several different city-states that entered into a league called the League of Delos, D-E-L-O-S, Delos. And they were sort of in opposition to the Spartan League. And those were the cities that were more militant and communistic type. And so in Athens, it was a democracy. And they had a law in this democracy that if someone got close to being called a king, 6,000 citizens could vote to ostracize that person, which meant they were kicked out of the city for 10 years, which effectively ended any political aspirations they would have. And so the head of the League of Delos was Pericles. He was in Athens, and Pericles decides to move the treasury from the island of Delos to Athens. And so they move it, and now he has the treasury sitting right there in his own city, and he can't resist just borrowing money from it to build all of the temple to Athena and all these building projects in the city and art and sculptures. And he was getting more and more powerful. And rumors started to go around that he was getting so powerful that he was getting close to being called a king, and maybe they should vote to ostracize him. Well, when he hears the rumor, Pericles intentionally lets relations with Sparta get worse and worse till they break out into a war. Well, now that there's a war, everybody wants a strong leader, and so they all rally behind Pericles. And so it set this strategy, this tactic, that when you are a leader in a democratic form of government and you are usurping too much power, and if the people are beginning to challenge your usurping power, if you get into a war, then people will take their eyes off of you domestically, and they will look externally at the enemy, and then they'll all rally behind you, and they'll be happy to let you be more of a dictator. Unfortunately, in the situation with Athens, they did get into a war, and Athens had a better navy, but Sparta was better on land. And so Sparta took over a little village here, a little village there, and they began to encroach on Athens, and all the farm people ran into the city, and it got overcrowded, and diseases broke out, and both of Pericles' sons died of the disease, and finally he died of the disease, and finally the Spartans took over Athens and ruled it like a totalitarian dictatorship for a while. But again, the idea of Pericles is that if you're a leader in a democratic form of government and you are usurping power and people are beginning to talk about you doing it too much, you want to let the situation get really bad and get chaotic so that you'll have an excuse to usurp more power. We see these history stories repeating themselves. I wrote about this in a book called Change to Chains, and it's the 6,000-year quest for global control, and how human nature is the same throughout history. I use the example of high schools around the country. If you go in there, you will see that kids fall into similar categories in virtually every high school. You have the jocks and the geeks and the gossip girls and the nerds, whatever their names are. But the kids basically fall into the similar categories. You have your bully, you have your head of the girls' clique. And so throughout history, humans fall into the same behavior patterns when it comes to government and power. And it's predictable. And so we see that, again, in a democratic form of government, it's in times of crises that the people will allow their leader to usurp power. I know I've mentioned in the past about Machiavelli, but in case there's somebody new that's listening, Italy in the 1500s had city-states, and so Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena were all individual cities functioning as individual governments, and they weren't democracies. They were sort of noblemen's republics, so it was sort of a hybrid. It wasn't a dictator, but it was noblemen's republics, and they kept fighting, and Machiavelli had an idea of how to get them to stop fighting that was sort of nefarious. And I'll wait till the end of the music to finish.
Well, basically, of course, today, I would simply point out to our listeners that what you're seeing in Washington, D.C., with this standoff between the Republicans and the Democrats, is all show business. I mean, nobody's talking about the real issues. The real issue, we've got to cut spending or raise taxes. Nobody wants to do either one, so we create this phony situation. But I think there's going to be some very serious complications arising, and government will end up much more powerful.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food?
Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sunday Wyndham Assembly of recovering the history, the things that we should be talking about today that we're not, because there's nothing new under the sun. He was talking about Machiavelli in Italy, and how basically why he just laid out in a book called The Prince, How You Consolidate a Society. Well, the prince comes in and he hires a bunch of thugs, and they go in and they terrorize a community or a series of communities, and then the prince comes in And he kills off and the very people he's hired to do all the wicked and evil things, and the people rally behind the prince because, of course, he's been their savior. And then, of course, Williams talks about several similar examples. How a man named Saul Alinsky was a political organizer, one of his greatest disciples today, and who openly speaks about in praise of Saul Alinsky is, of course, Barack Hussein Obama. If you read Saul Alinsky's, of course, writings, he dedicates them to Lucifer. But Saul Alinsky certainly wrote around, certainly he lived in Chicago, and he was close to the mafia, and he would see how the mafia would certainly terrorize the people. And basically, of course, the mafia would go in, they'd have people come in and break windows and disrupt society, and then they would come in and put down the people who were certainly terrorizing the people. Now, this is the very mafia that had created the problem, and now the people are so quite willing to pay protection money to the mafia because they're protecting him from these very wicked people who are doing just exactly what they were paid to do by the mafia. And suddenly, then, this is the man, Saul Alinsky, for whom Barack Hussein Obama has openly admitted as he patterns his activities. And you're seeing it played out today, certainly in this conflict between the Republicans and the Democrats that threaten to shut down our society, certainly to default on our currency. Oh, my goodness, you know, but to course, you're going to have to follow Barack Obama, because if you don't, terrible things are going to happen to America. Would that be a fair analysis, Bill?
Well, I think it would. And unfortunately, politics is the law of the jungle. What do I mean by that? Weakness invites aggression. And when a turkey vulture sees an animal lying on the side of the road, the first thing it does is it goes up and it pokes the thing in the eye. And if the thing doesn't protect its eye, that means it's dead. And then it can go ahead and start ripping the thing apart. And so when you are going to do something, the first thing you do is an audacious attack. And if the other side does not respond and stop you, that means they're basically dead, and you can go ahead and rip them apart. I'm concerned that these stories that I have compiled over history, that what we're seeing now could be the culmination of all of it together. And the same way, you know, computer viruses or viruses that get immune to antibiotics. I mean, the super weeds, like with the genetic engineering, it's like there's this morphing together of everything evil. So if I can figure it out, certainly, we mentioned Saul Alinsky. So Hillary Clinton wrote her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Barack Obama was a community organizer with Saul Alinsky Method in Chicago. Saul Alinsky said that a community organizer's job is to rub raw the resentments of a community, to fan the flames of hostility to the point of overt expression, to seek out controversy rather than avoid it. For unless there is controversy, the people are not motivated enough to act. In other words, you want to create the crises. And now we're back to David Axelrod, the president's campaign manager in Chicago. He was on NPR radio, and he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition where you throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent. And so it's you create this crisis and then blame it on the other side. It's very Machiavellian. It's very Saul Alinsky-ish. And, you know, Stalin did a similar thing. Stalin had a Tea Party movement that was starting. Of course, they didn't call themselves Tea Party movement. They were called anti-Stalinists. But Stalin wanted to get rid of them. And how did he do it? Well, he murdered his supporter, Sergei Kirov, and he blamed it on the anti-Stalinists and used that as an excuse to crack down and kill over a million people. And so it's, again, this idea that if you're a dictator wanting more power, you need to create a crisis as an excuse to usurp more power.
And I certainly would suggest, I actually went out and bought a copy of Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Revolutionaries, I think is the title of it. And there, of course, in the opening pages, suddenly he says, you know, this book is dedicated to the first radical, Lucifer. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, who is certainly one of Saul Alinsky's leading advocates today? He sits in the White House.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is William Federer. Basically, of course, you know, the history is the key to understanding what's going on today. I was a minor in history, a major, of course, in medicine, but a minor in history. And I certainly have always been fascinated by what's happened in the past because it helps you to understand what's going on today. William has written a number of books, and if you haven't got his books, why, we're going to tell you in just a moment how to get hold of him. But I think that what he's saying in this program is so vitally important, because you can see time and time and time again how certainly they manipulate society by creating a problem, by hiring somebody to throw a brick through the window, and then, of course, you blame you blame your opponent for the brick that went through your own window. And basically, that's exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. today. This whole shutdown, so-called, of government is as phony as a $3 bill, but nobody's talking about it. William, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your material, and then we want you to go ahead with your story of crashes.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and a lot of what I'm talking about is in the book and DVD called Change to Change, the 6,000-year quest for global control. And I go through world history and these trends. Now, Crassus, there was the gladiators in Rome that would fight to the death, and they got tired of killing each other, and so they decided they were going to leave. And they got together and sort of formed a little army, and they were marching out of Rome toward the coast, and they had paid some pirates to show up on the southern tip of Italy and pick them up and take them who knows where. Well, Crassus finds out about this, and he pays the pirates even more money not to show up. And so the gladiators are waiting, 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 and getting hungrier and hungrier, and they don't have any more food. And finally, they realize that the ships are not coming. And so they have to turn around, and the only place to go for food is Rome. But now they're tired and weak, and Crassus shows up halfway along the way and fights them and defeats them. And so he tries to say, I saved Rome. And of course, he crucifies them, like for 200 miles up and down all these roads. And but he goes into Rome like, I saved Rome. I'm a hero, too. I'm like Pompeii, too. And so, you know, he was creating this crisis so that he could put himself forward politically. So in Rome, you had Caesar, Crassus, and Pompey. Now, who was Caesar? Caesar was from an aristocratic family, but his dad had gotten on the outs and with the previous leader and went bankrupt. And so Caesar grew up, and he actually joined the military to escape debt collectors. Turns out he was an excellent general and conquered in Gaul, which is France, Germany. And he brought back a lot of booty and slaves into Rome and gave them away for free, right? And so the people liked Caesar because he was giving away free stuff. And
That's exactly, of course, what we're doing in Washington, D.C. today, both the Republicans and Democrats. Food stamps for 48, 49 million Americans. Isn't that wonderful? And retirement for everybody over 65. And if you're disabled, now I think it's up to 10 or 11 million Americans are disabled. They get free money. And then, of course, we've got Medicare for everybody over 65. And then we've got a certain aid for the farmers, even the very rich farmers get government subsidies, and certainly we subsidize our industry. All of this is really wonderful. The only trouble is it's costing us $1 trillion a year that we don't have, and so we're just giving away all this money, but we're buying an awful lot of support, sort of just like Julius Caesar did. And there's nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing new under the sun. And we know what happened to Rome. Go right ahead.
So Julius Caesar is in a tug of war between Crassus and Pompey. Crassus dies in 53 BC, and so now it's a two-way tug of war, sort of a Democrat-Republican thing. Well, Pompey is a Republican. He wants to maintain the Republic. Yes, the rich are rich and the poor are poor, but it's better than a dictatorship, so let's just continue. Caesar decides he he is ambitious and he wants to be the supreme leader, and he doesn't have any money. And so he goes into Rome, and Pompey leaves Rome instead of fighting. And it was beyond Pompey's imagination that anyone would rob the treasury. The Temple of Saturn was where they kept the gold. 400 years of Roman gold from all their conquests was saved there. It was even protected by this pseudo-pagan religious order that kept the Temple of Saturn, but they were dedicated to, you know, this is off-limit stuff. Well, Julius Caesar does the unthinkable. He goes to the Temple of Saturn, and he takes all this gold, and he uses it to buy supporters against his political opponent, Pompey. And so this is like using the federal stimulus money. This is like borrowing from your children's children, taking the money that belongs to the people, and you're using it how? You're funneling it to ACORN and SEIU and union contracts and Social Security and get Medicare. And the more and more people you can get on Medicare and food stamps, and you're funneling them all this money that's been borrowed. And what are you doing? You're buying supporters. And so this is what happened. Caesar said, use money to get men, use men to get money. So finally, Pompey is defeated and has his head chopped off, and Caesar is now the leader. Does he go to the people and say, hey, everybody, you helped me to win, now you help me run Rome? No. Instead, he makes himself dictator for life. He starts the cult of Julius Caesar and makes Mark Antony his high priest. He makes himself a god. And
And I think it's important, you know, we've all heard about that phrase, et tu Brute, and that Brute was supposedly one of Caesar's friends, a close friend. But of course, there was a plot among people who valued freedom to try to put down this man who's declared him a dictator. And of course, Mark Antony describes what happens, you know, when Caesar is assassinated. He's assassinated because he wants to become a dictator. And of course, the people don't want it. But of course, supposedly, Mark Antony quotes, you know, Caesar as saying, et tu Brute, in other words, you too, you've turned against me. Well, there was every reason to, because he had betrayed his trust. He'd betrayed the Roman people. He betrayed the spirit of Rome. But this, of course, was the beginning of the dictatorships that lasted for, almost 500 years until, of course, Rome fell in 476. Remember, America's formed in 1776. Rome fell in 476. Go ahead.
So we have this situation where the Republicans decide, well, we're going to save the Roman Republic. And so they surround Julius Caesar in the Senate on the Ides of March, March 15th. And every one of them stabs him and he dies. And so they have the Republic back, but then they're going to have a funeral for Julius Caesar. And so they naively get Mark Antony to speak at the funeral, and they think that he's going to help bring healing. Instead, Mark Antony gets up and holds up Julius Caesar's tunic and names all the names of pointing to all the holes. And then he stirs the people up to riot. The people go to the homes of all the wealthy and begin to burn them and trash them, destroy them. And it turns Rome into this chaos, and the only way they can bring order is to have Octavius, Julius Caesar's nephew, come, and he becomes the emperor called Augustus Caesar. And Mark Antony now is the one trying to preserve the Republic, and it turns into a tug of war between Mark Antony and Octavius, and Mark Antony is killed. And so Augustus Caesar is now the undisputed emperor of Rome, and the whole kingdom is his personal property. And of course, what does he decide to do? He decides to do a census of the world to see everyone that he controlled. And that census required Mary and Joseph to leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem to be counted, and that's where Jesus was born, fulfilling prophecy. And so God was working, even though the devil has his plan. God's plan is like an ocean tide, and he is working his plan. And ultimately, we know that all the kingdoms of the world are going to come back together, like Pharaoh in Egypt, like Nimrod with the Tower of Babel. and defiantly shake their fist at God, and then the Lord's going to come and destroy them, and all of their efforts will be over, and then the Lord will rule and reign. But that's the Book of Revelation, but we do see this trend happening, and we're looking at today. We're looking at this irrational behavior of the president. Rather than just saying, okay, let's fund the government and we'll discuss Obamacare. Let's see why there is so many people upset with Obamacare and let's try to fix it. It has nothing to do with fixing it. It has nothing to do. It's intentionally linking Obamacare with the budget and putting his foot down, saying, I am not going to fund the government until you give in and let this Obamacare thing, even though everyone admits that it's not going to improve health care, it's not affordable, the prices are going to go up. Why is he doing it? Control. And it's a strategy, sort of like playing chess, where you get close to the end and it's checkmate no matter which way you move. And so if the Republicans give in and have Obamacare, then the government gets to dictate everybody's life and death. If they don't give in and he shuts down the government, then he can say, oh, martial law, emergency, I get to, because of this emergency, I get to suspend a democratic form of government and I can make myself a dictator because of this emergency. And then it's a bye-bye to our forms of government, because you can be guaranteed the same spirit that he has used to get this power, he's not going to be in a hurry to give it up and go back to the previous form of government. It's water goes slowly around the edges of the sink, but as it gets closer to the middle, it goes faster and faster until it's sucked down that vortex. And so we see that this usurping of power has been happening slow over the last couple of centuries, but now it's happening faster and faster and faster. And it the spirit that is pushing this, it is one that wants power, and if it sees it within its grasp, it's irrational for us to think that it's not going to grab for that power. And
well, William, do you think that there may be some people who are behind Obama who really want this dictatorship, and that he is more or less the front for this power structure? Is that a possibility?
Well, it is, and I think there may be a small number of George Soros types that are actually plotting it, seeing it. I think the large majority of them don't really have a clue. I call it concentric circles of greed. What do you mean? It's like before lightning strikes, all the little magnetic pluses and minuses of all the molecules have to line up, and then the electricity follows that path and strikes. It's like you have someone that says, I'm going to vote for this political party because I'm told it will help me keep my job. They don't think that by voting for that party, you're going to have your guns taken away, abort more kids, have gay marriage, and have, doing business to get so expensive that the jobs will leave the country. They don't think that. They just think short term. Well, the people that they elect to the little local, state rep seats, they don't think, gee, if I go along with this party, I am for all this huge agenda. No, they just think, hey, I want to win the next election, and I want to maybe get a little higher position on some committee. And then the people that are on the committee think, well, I want to go for a national seat, so I want to do what the national party wants. And then the people in the national party says, well, I got to do this because I want to get, Planned Parenthood money. And then those people say, well, I got to get higher up, so I got to go to the George Soros types. And it's these people that are motivated by their own personal career and financial desire for financial security, but it's not trusting in the Lord for their daily bread. It's basically greed. The love of money is the root of all evil, and Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. It's this idea of trusting in the greed rather than trusting in the Lord. But when all these molecules line up, all the positives and negatives, then the lightning strike. Then is the scenario set up for a dictator to return, so to speak. I love the one quote from Napoleon. He said, religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. And so it's this idea that as long as the poor are Christian, they're still going to be nice. But if you can get rid of Christianity and the poor are just poor, then you can play upon their greed. And you can say, you want what they have, follow me, you'll get it. You're the have-not, they're the have. And if there's no God, there's no right or wrong, there's just lust for money, follow me. And so then you mobilize them to do all the violence and the killing. And once there's this chaos, then everybody says, government, step in to solve the chaos. And then you got martial law. And I liken it to a spectrum of power. One side is total government. The other side is no government. The total government side is like a dark star. It's like a black hole. It's like this magnetic pole that never ends. And power wants to suck itself into the hands of a dictator and have life and death power over everyone. The other side is no government, anarchy. Well, America was able to get closest to the anarchy side of the spectrum and still maintain order because of a secret ingredient, Judeo-Christian morality, that we could get by without a strong government and still maintain order because everyone was taught, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and this God that exists is looking over your shoulder, and he's going to hold you eternally accountable. So even if you can get away with treating somebody bad in this life, you're still going to be held accountable in the next life. And so that creates something in your mind called the conscience, where you hesitate before you do that evil deed. But if there is no God and this life is all there is, why, go ahead and steal. I mean, what do you have to lose?
And I think what you're saying is what John Adams had said, and that is that our form of government was limited government. Our form of government was made for moral and religious people who would not do for any others. And that's why, of course, starting back in 1962, when they took God and prayer and then subsequently the Ten Commandments out of our schools, they knew exactly what they were doing. They were undermining the very fabric of America. America in 1962 was a Christian nation. America is not a Christian nation today. And I tremble for my country when I reflect God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Go right ahead, William.
Well, I agree, Dr. Stan, and that's Thomas Jefferson's quote that's actually chiseled on the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C.
And I wish every American would go and see it as I have, but you can find it certainly on the Internet. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty, but can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect God is just. His justice will not sleep forever. Our guest is William Federer. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly we either get back to God or certainly forget about freedom, forget about everything, forget about your life savings, forget about our monetary system. We'll be struggling simply for survival in the coming chaos.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson
homeschool program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan and Cindy, I could go on listening to William for the next 2 or 3 hours. I love him. He's certainly one of our favorite guests, and this will probably be a tape of the month. But William, one more time, I want you to get your webpage out. Of course, we're really quoting from your book, From Chains to Change. From Chains, C-H-A-I-N-S, to Change, C-H-A-N-G-E. And there's a DVD that goes with that that's got 8 half-hour programs on it. One more time, get your telephone number and your address out there, and then we'll let you go.
Well, my website is AmericanMinute.com. That's the best way to reach me, AmericanMinute.com. And I just always appreciate being on with you, Dr. Stan.
It's always a pleasure. God bless. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was William Federer. And certainly one of my favorite guests and a personal friend. And one of the reasons I enjoy doing what I do is I have an opportunity to be in touch with this small little cadre of patriots, Christian patriots across America, who are working so hard to try to preserve what we inherited from generations past. And William Federer is certainly on the list of this, and we carry several of his books. And we're really going to have to put together some of the 4 tape sets of our interviews with him. This interview tonight is a very, very important one because it summarizes history. And then, of course, you can begin to understand what's going on in Washington, D.C. today. It's all certainly a showbiz. There's no reason for it. Neither party is really trying to address the issue, which is you can't spend money you don't have. You either increase taxation, nobody wants to, or you cut spending, and they're not going to do that. And so we're on a one-way trip, a one-way road to destruction of America, because, of course, we've abandoned the concept of individual morality and to God. And we've outlawed God. In fact, everything is being done to destroy Christianity within our military. In fact, certainly our forces over in the Middle East are destroying certainly the Christians there. We're backing the radical Islamists. We've funded this Muslim Brotherhood. And certainly we've established a new republics in both in Afghanistan and in Iraq under Sharia law. And we're doing the same thing. There are secular governments in Egypt, in Tunisia, and in Libya, and we destroyed those secular Muslim governments. And now we've imposed these and bring in today governments under Sharia law. If you haven't seen the book we carry called The Devil's Game, well worthwhile getting The Devil's Game. How do we understand what's going on? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. And then to understand from the other point of view, we carry David Rockefeller's wonderful book, Memoirs, where he talks about the secret cabal that rules the world. The secret cabal that rules the world. We have Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. They're used copies. They're on page 280. He tells you about the purpose of the Trilateral Commission. And it's to seize control of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. To seize control of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. You need to read that chapter in America's Unelected Rulers by Barry Goldwater. And then, of course, there's so much more, because we do hope many of you out there will decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours a day all across America, indeed all across the world, by internet, by shortwave, certainly by satellite, certainly by telephone. You can get our afternoon programs 2 hours a day on telephone. You can find out all about it going to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Of course, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and certainly, get our tape of the month. You can form us CDs or tapes of the month. You can get our monthly newsletter. We hope, of course, you'll begin to use the various items that we carry. We have a list of health products. They help to finance what we're doing. And then the health products that you need, because most people are deficient in magnesium and curcumin and vitamin D3 and selenium and zinc. And we carry all of these products. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get a list from our webpage, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Alan Scholl, who basically is in charge of a school put out of control by the John Birch Society. They have a 15,000 square foot school and facilities there where they're trying to take an education of young people and indoctrinate them, to train them to an understanding of what freedom is all about, and these ideas that basically our Constitution, freedom under God, morality. You can't have a free society unless you have moral people. And certainly, we are not a democracy, no matter what they teach in our schools, no matter what our leaders say. If you read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all of our states, you will never find the word democracy used other than to decry it and say the last thing we want is a democracy. So why does everybody believe we're a democracy? Because our reality is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They control our reality. They control our emotions. They control what we believe and think. It's about time we learned how to think independently. Alan, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. I've always enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to discussing some things with you tonight. A lot of things happening very rapidly.
Fine. Well, why don't you pick up those things that are happening from your point of view? Would like to know what you're thinking. Go right ahead, Alan.
Well, I think the most crucial thing right now, particularly in the long run, for America is what's happening in terms of education, and in particular in the area of something called the Common Core Standards. The Common Core Standards are not really anything completely new. What they are is they're the capstone or the culmination of a program that will bring political correctness and an entitlement mentality along with a complete dependence on government into the realm of being the only right answers from our school children. This program is nationwide. It was begun as a nationwide program. As a matter of fact, I believe Bill Gates just indicated he now spent $171 million in the effort to put Common Core standards or this set of particular answers to all questions in as the only acceptable answers in the public school or government school system.
It's my understanding, Alan, that this even extends far wider than our own national borders. This is a worldwide program to indoctrinate children all throughout the world with a collectivist mentality.
Absolutely. It is very much in concert with UNESCO and UNICEF and all of the other United Nations and internationalist bodies. This is actually the culmination of a program and a thesis of education, a method of education that all the totalitarians through history have used, but was actually formulated and talked about a good deal. And there, I have some pamphlets in my drawers here from the 1940 era, 1945, 46, 47. And this is exactly what they talked about. And they used terms like, they must stop the poisoning of young minds by parental injection or parental education before they get to the government school system.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that behind what's going on, I mean, how could something go on from generation to generation? Because there are powerful spirits or forces behind this effort to rob our children of a vision, certainly of freedom, to rob them of their relationship with our Lord, to turn them into atheists, to turn them against the freedom, and of course to indoctrinate them at this concept of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and the hatred of America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan Allen is talking about in his state where he is, of course. They've been holding hearings recently on Common Core. And the educators say it really doesn't matter what the legislature wants. They are the professionals, and they are going to go ahead and bring in the Common Core. And Allen is saying, well, what about the rights of the parents? And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's an elite who doesn't care about your rights as a parent. They have an agenda, and they want the soul of your child. They want to turn them against God and family and country, and that's the purpose of Common Core. That is the purpose of education today. And if you leave your child in a public school, while you obviously are incredibly naive, you've got to get them out of public schools. You need, of course, we have certainly a homeschool program that we encourage people to have. There are other good homeschool programs, or you can get them into a private school. Believe me, though, the pressures on the private schools to go along with the Common Core saying, oh, well, if you go to a private school or homeschool, you'll never get into college. And don't you believe it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a lie. There are people who want the soul of your children, and you've got to protect them, and you're not going to protect them by putting them in public schools anywhere in this country, but certainly in this area. What state are you in, Alan?
We're in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Of course, the educators there are saying, we are the professionals. Doesn't matter what the legislature feels. We are the professionals, and we will make the decisions. I hope the people there in the Senate that were hearing these hearings said, well, certainly, you may very well be a professional, but that doesn't mean you're going to be continued in your occupation and your job. But they probably will simply ignore everything that the people, that the parents, that the legislators want, because there's a powerful, powerful force behind this effort to claim the souls of our children. Go right ahead, Alan.
One of the things that we've uncovered here recently is something I think most parents, even if they're not aware of the substance of the Common Core, most parents would be concerned about this aspect of Common Core, and that is the nearly seamless data sharing. I'm looking at a chart that was produced by the federal government and sort of pushed down into the state and local level, and it lists from the teacher at the bottom end, teacher and student on the bottom end, all the way up through consolidated state performance reports, Individuals with Disabilities Act, electronic application system, Indian education, the Common Core data system, EdFact, state data collection, child protection agencies, National Center for Education Research, insidiously enough here, and this chart was sent to me by the Oklahoma authorities. And part of this down here at the bottom, it says data quality campaign run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So all common data, 200 items of data on your school child will be put into this mill and shared with agencies like the Department of Health and Human Services. The new Obamacare system will get this information. And some of this information will be collected by some methods that just make my blood run cold. They have, in one of the federal books, a description of several different pieces of machinery to be used. Let me describe a few of those. One is a retinal scanner. The retinal scanner would scan the eyes and get the reactions of a child when they're taught basic things or certain data. Another is a blood pressure cuff. Another is a posture chair that measures changes in posture. And these machines are to be hooked up to children, and they will be monitored for their reactions. So imagine little Sally or little Sammy is in their seat at school, and they're teaching a section on alternative lifestyles. And you've taught your child that alternative lifestyles are sin. They're not alternative lifestyles at all. They're sodomy, and they're an abhorrent behavior to God and something that people shouldn't engage in. And your child reacts. Their retina expands. Their breathing increases. Their blood pressure increases. Their posture changes. All of that is recorded and fed into this system, which tells all of these agencies and all of these politically correct watchdog organizations and private organizations what your child needs to have fixed in terms of their reaction in all of these testing mechanisms that they're using. This includes everything from food and nutrition services at the USDA to the Department of Corrections, data fed into all of these different areas. It's insidious. And not only that, but the complete outcome of all education is being determined by the answers that are fed into the system. The SAT, SCAT, and ACT tests are already being altered to comply with the system. And the system has aspects like the teaching of the Constitution, for example. Very key, important thing for children to understand the nuances of the Constitution, the concept of the rule of law, the concept of trial by jury. But even more important, things like the Second Amendment. And I have here some textbooks, and there's a textbook that is designed to help children learn how to pass the tests. It's a textbook specifically created to help them pass the history test. And within this book is not the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, but a summary written by a very liberal individual, the way that pretty much all socialists or liberals would like the Constitution to be rewritten. They have stripped out most of the rights in the First Amendment, and they have added in a parenthetical statement, separation of church and state, which doesn't exist in the Constitution. And in the Second Amendment, rather than what we're familiar with, which is the individual right to keep and bear arms, it simply says, Americans have the right to bear arms in a state militia. Now, this is
basically what they're doing is simply rewriting all of this because they don't want the children to know what the Constitution says. They don't want children to understand that the purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government so that men could be free, because liberty and limited government were synonymous, and tyranny and total government were synonymous. And by changing the basic structure of this, the child will never learn the truth. Would that be a fair appraisal, Alan?
Absolutely. You know, there's been a sea change, and somewhere between 1928 in something called the Soldier's Guide, and I'm sorry, 1928, the Army Manual on Soldiers and Conduct under Citizenship, there was this definition. This is 1928. Every soldier received a copy of this. It says, democracy. This is under definitions. Democracy, a government of the masses, authority derived through mass meeting or any other form of direct expression, results in mobocracy. Attitude towards property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude toward law is that the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it be based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, and impulse, without restraint or regard to consequences. Results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and anarchy. And that is followed by another definition. Republic, authority derived through the election by the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. Attitude toward property is respect for laws and individual rights in a sensible economic procedure. Attitude towards law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequences.
And basically, now, of course, at one time, one of the people in the military understood that we were not a democracy, we were a republic. And every school child understood we were not a democracy, we were a republic. And today, you can go into our schools where our children are indoctrinated with a false history, with a false sense of political perspective, and where they're lying, simply lying to our children. And certainly, this is certainly a parallel by what goes on in our political organizations. And when you hear the President of the United States, supposedly a constitutional scholar, talking about our democracy and how we're a democracy, when you hear the leaders of both political parties, both Republicans and Democrats, reiterating we're a democracy, when this is what's taught in our colleges and schools, and certainly talked about on television, you wonder, little wonder today, why, of course, freedom is rapidly disappearing in America. And that's why it's so vitally important that we have programs like that we have schools like Alan Runs, where children are given the truth. And let me tell you, of course, so much of what goes on the other side is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which funds much of the most vile of the occult, certainly, teachings in this country. And I can give you example after example where they are actually funding this world occult movement, funding the other dimension, of course, which is intent upon destroying the Christian foundation of our nation and changing the entity who we worship. But go right ahead.
You know, I really rejoice in seeing young people when they have an opportunity to grasp the truth and to begin to get the perspective and the understanding of the form of government they were given, the great gift that they were given by God through their God-given rights and through the wonderful insight and Christian perspective of the Founding Fathers. And they begin to discuss this with their parents, who may be much less understanding of these principles and certainly a whole lot less immersed in those principles. I had a father call me some time ago and tell me that he wanted to know what we were doing with the children here. And I said, well, I need more perspective on it to answer. And he said, well, I can't understand. I came home and my second grader at the dinner table started a conversation about the rule of law and republics and democracies. And he was just absolutely beside himself. He'd never heard that before.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Enormous Big Brother.
Hold that thought and said, David, we're just talking about the fact that America is actually not a democracy. It is a republic. But our children are being indoctrinated. They're being lied to our schools. The whole public educational system is alive. And when they tell us certainly that we are a democracy, they're lying. Plato said democracies don't work. Hamilton, Adams, all of our founding fathers certainly knew what Plato had written. And they created in America a republic. And you certainly go through our founding documents. They do nothing but decry this word democracy. Why then do we believe we live in a democracy? Because the media is controlled, our reality is controlled, our politicians are controlled. And that's why it's so vitally important that those of you out in the listening audience get the truth. And Sidney Allen has a great deal of wonderful information that is available. You need to know the difference between a republic and a democracy. And why the founders of America created a republic in America. Go right ahead, Alan.
Well, I'd like to offer a couple of resources, if I may. We have produced an hour and 9-minute video called Common Core, Dangers and Threats. And that is available on our website. And the website is freedomproject.com. It's also available by linking through our school site, which is FPEUSA.org. That's for Freedom Project Education USA.org. And on either of those sites, you can find the Common Core slate on the homepage there and follow that through. You can buy a copy of that for $5 and have that shipped to you. But the video is available for download on our Vimeo site as well and on our YouTube site. So we're doing everything we can to distribute that information and awaken people to what's going on with education. At the same time, we offer an alternative to folks who have their kids in the public school. It's basically a biblically-based Christian school with an Americanist viewpoint, a classical education like our founders would have received, updated to today's standards, but done at home. The annual tuition is $1,600 a year for a full-time student, and there are several discounts that are available for multiple children in the family and early registration and things like that. But our whole nature is, as a nonprofit organization, to offer the Americanist-style education to anyone, anywhere in the country, and for that matter, anywhere in the world. We have many military families that are using this now at a very reasonable cost. It's time to get your kids out of the government education system. It's no longer serving the American public. They're serving government.
I certainly agree with you, and it's about time that people begin to understand that that child, God gave you those children, and your job is not to put them in government school where they will be indoctrinated in what the government and Bill Gates wants them indoctrinated into, but to put them in a place where they will get certainly centered upon our Lord Jesus Christ and an understanding of this wonderful country that we certainly had inherited from generations past and which we have lost because the American people have enjoying the good life too long, and now we are a post-Christian nation. If we don't return to Jesus Christ, forget about your freedom, ladies and gentlemen. America will simply become a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Alan.
One area that we urge parents to look into is in the reading materials. One thing that we have found about the reading lists provided by the Common Core-oriented teachers, and most of your teachers, unfortunately, in your public schools, there's a few good ones out there still fighting and swimming upstream, but most of them are very dedicated leftists. Most of them are very dedicated to the statist view of education, and most of them are plugged in to the Common Core. 46 states have already accepted the money for Common Core. It's as insidious as this. The money was offered through the Race to the Top program by the Obama administration several years ago. And the Common Core standards weren't even available to be looked at. They didn't exist, or they hadn't been offered to the public or to these people who were accepting the money in the name of state government. Instead, they signed a promise in order to get that money that they would accept the Common Core standards when they came out. In other words, sight unseen.
And basically, of course, most of the states who signed up for the Common Core money never got the Common Core money. Only a small number of states got it. But basically, they'd already signed up and agreed to use it, hoping they were going to get compensated for it. That happened here in California. And now, of course, we're not only going to get the, not going to get the money, we're going to have to put out simply billions of dollars to pay for this program that is intent upon destroying the souls of our children. We got a real problem, ladies and gentlemen, because the good people are so busy being busy, they have not paid any attention to what's going on. Common Core is really certainly is an international program intent upon destroying the very foundation of our society, dumbing our children down, and turning them against God and family and country.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Alan Scholl, and we're certainly talking about the fact that so many people really don't understand the background of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. Most people today believe, of course, the same people are certainly assigned the Declaration to the Constitution. And, of course, as Alan points out, there are only six people who signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. They were entirely different, separated by almost a decade. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they do not teach these things in school today. They do not teach them in universities today. And everything is done to confuse the issue. The last thing they want for the American people to know is America is a republic, not a democracy. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it over and over and over and over again, people will come to believe. Now, before we go on, Alan, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get the material that you offer, and if they're interested in your educational program, how they can get access to that.
Okay. Basically, we have two websites, two major websites. So we have other areas where we have videos, etc., but the two major websites are very simply freedomproject.com, just spelled out, freedomproject.com, and FPEUSA.org. That is the learning management system. That's the actual school online. FreedomProjectEducationUSA.org or FPEUSA.org. What we invite people to do, all of our materials are pretty much an open book on the web. We have many, many articles out there. FreedomProject.com has thousands of articles, hundreds of videos available for free use. We have all of our 56 signers series, the biographies of the 56 signers. We have the presidential minutes series, our constitutional studies series. We have the principles of the Constitution series. All of those are on our websites and available for public use. The school itself, all of our materials are listed out there. You can go through and peruse those, look at the course selections that are available. And all the various information is all posted out there publicly online. We started 3 years ago with 22 students, actually 2 years ago in September. And by last September, we had 231. And this September, as of a few weeks ago, we had 355 students in our school and over 320 adult students taking evening courses on topics like the Constitution, the Bible as culture, and many other issues. And it's growing very rapidly, and we're very excited about the future of what we have to offer here.
And, of course, basically, education of our students, is education of the future generation, is vital if we ever hope to reclaim America and get back to our fundamentals. But, of course, this will not happen unless people turn back to God. And if we do not have, in my estimation, a revival in America, why, the America we've known will simply be destroyed. But our founding fathers understood the relationship between God and education. And as our schools, when I went to school, we had prayer every day, and we opened with prayer. That it would certainly be unconstitutional today as a result, of course, of the decision by the Supreme Court in 1962, controlled by people with an intense hatred of America and intense hatred of the God of the Bible. But you go right ahead, Alan.
You know, here in the local area, just this weekend, there was an article in our local paper, and it was a pronouncement by the local school boards. Of course, under that same controlling influence, under that leftist, atheist influence. And they were announcing that if school districts in the area wanted to have a winter break program, they couldn't call it Christmas, a winter break program, they had three choices. If they sang any religious songs, quote unquote, now we're talking about Christmas vacation here. If they sang any religious songs, they had to sing five secular songs for any religious song that was sung. And the songs could not be sectarian. In other words, they couldn't indicate a particular religious belief, which pretty much eviscerates the whole concept anyway. The other two alternatives offered to school districts in this area, public school or government school districts, was to have a completely secular program or no program at all.
And ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand, there is a conspiracy against God. This is what it is. It's to destroy the religious beliefs of our children. And some of them may come back to God, but most of them, by the time they graduate from college, will be atheists. And it'll take a long time to unlearn what they've been indoctrinated in, and that's why you do not want to put your children into this sort of an environment to begin with. This is why you either need homeschooling or private school. And certainly some of these wonderful homeschooling programs are wonderful because the child learns to teach themselves, learn to use their books, learns to use their mind. But you go right ahead, Alan. I think it's so vitally important that people, our listeners, understand that the purpose of education is to destroy belief in God and in family and in country. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Horace Mann, the architect of the public school system or government school system in this country, was tasked to create a model, and he used as his model the Austrian or Austro-Hungarian European statist system, where the school system was designed for one purpose, and that was to create pliable, malleable citizens that would become either workers for the state or would become mercenaries, which could join the mercenary armies that they used to generate much of their income. Those were completely generated for that purpose. That was the model that Horace Mann used, and he knew full well what he was doing. When that system was instrumentally put together and then operated by people like John Dewey and John Dunphy and the others of their ilk who are referred to today. John Dewey is referred to as the father of modern public education. Very proudly, all the statists, all the leftists in education tout him as the great father of modern public education. What most parents don't realize, and most people in this country don't realize, is John Dewey was also a co-author of the Humanist Manifesto. And in so being, he was a dedicated humanist atheist. He wanted no part of God. And he even stated in some of his writings through his ghostwriter, John Dunphy, in the Humanist magazine, that he felt that the public school teacher, their correct role was as the proselytizer of a new faith, the faith of humanism. And he went on to describe in glowing terms how humanism would deliver all the glowing promise that the quote-unquote rotting corpse of Christianity had never realized. These are the people, and those are the agendas that they have. They're quite clear. And yet, they are the ones that are teaching that God doesn't have a place in our country, that Christianity has no place in government. I mentioned earlier, by way of argument on that issue, that there were six individuals who signed both Declaration and Constitution, only six. There was just one of those six who was also a Supreme Court justice. That gentleman's name is James Wilson. Now, here's a rare signer of both Declaration and Constitution and a Supreme Court justice, the very first Supreme Court justice appointed. Not John Jay, he was the first Chief Justice. James Wilson was appointed by George Washington as the first Associate Justice. Now, here's a guy that should be the end-all, do-all expert on the United States Constitution and what the founders meant and whether or not they intended this to have a godly heritage and foundation. Well, James Wilson was also a lawyer. He was a professor of law, and he taught at the prestigious College of Philadelphia of Law. And in 1791, and for 9 years after that, James Wilson gave delivered a speech to the freshman class, incoming class of lawyers. In that speech, called Four Categories of Law, which was the title of his lecture, he identified the four categories of law as law eternal, law celestial, the laws of nature, and that law which God has made for man in his present state. Then he went on to expand on that thought. He would conclude that talk with this statement: that law which is communicated to us by reason and conscience, the divine monitors within us, and the sacred oracles, the divine monitors without us, as promulgated by reason and the moral sense, it has been called natural. As promulgated by the Holy Scriptures, it has been called revealed law. As addressed to men, it's denominated the law of nature. As addressed to political societies, denominated the law of nations. But it should always be remembered that this law, natural or revealed, made for men or for nations, flows from the same divine source. It is the law of God.
And of course,
human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine. Now, can any of your listeners or anyone that you know name a more pertinent source of perspective on what the founders intended and what their view of law was, or their view of our government, than that, or than a man who was the signer of both Declaration, Constitution, and the first Supreme Court justice?
And of course, the thing is that they have altered our whole perspective of our society, because I believe there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of America. It doesn't mean everybody in America has to be a Christian, but the majority of our people were Christians, and basically they acknowledge that our freedom came from God. We never teach that in school today. Go right ahead.
I feel that James Wilson is a particularly pertinent subject here, because he is one of the founders that you rarely ever hear mentioned. You rarely ever hear a statement or a quote from James Wilson. The media certainly doesn't like to talk about him, and the educational establishment will not teach anything about him, simply because he is the most authoritative expert on religion and our government and our heritage, and he was simply following a pattern of law which built America based on a very broad understanding of liberty and God and liberty under God.
And what a tragedy this is never taught in our schools, universities today, but it's not certainly taught, because not because it's not known, but because they don't want the public and they don't want the upcoming lawyers to know. And most of our lawyers have no idea the foundation, the scriptural foundation of America. Go right ahead.
We teach the basic philosophy that all of our culture, all of our studies, all of our science, for example, is creation science. We have a creator. We teach the facts about that. As a matter of fact, that we have a speaker coming in here on Thursday, Carl Kirby, who was one of the founders of the organization that put together the Creation Science Museum down in Kentucky. He'll be speaking here three times on Thursday, three one-hour talks, on the importance of understanding creation and the absolute proof that exists of the veracity of creation, as opposed to the absolute myth and the now quite disproven theory of Darwin's survival of the fittest and the primordial soup story. We have many, many opportunities to speak to people. And I begin with most people at the point of, well, of course, we know that creation is a myth, it's a fairy tale, and that Darwinism is fact. And I have yet to have one adult, even biologists, chemists, people that are supposedly quite learned and quite educated, who can give me one example of Darwinian species change, one example, one piece of evidence of any of that. And yet they're convinced, they have more faith in that failed theory, in that highly flawed theory, than most Christians have in their religion, in their belief system.
But Alan, I can sympathize with that, because I was a victim of a liberal education, and I can remember simply going to church and arguing the Darwinian principles and how I knew they were right, because after all, isn't the what was it? I've forgotten the exact term. that they utilize, but they had this wonderful slogan and ontology recapitulates. Something. Do you know what I'm speaking of?
Yes,
recapitulates ontology. Phylogeny recapitulates ontogeny. I'll never forget using that in an argument. And suddenly, all the ministers sort of looked at me aghast. They had no idea what I was talking about. But that's what I was taught in school. Recapitulates ontogeny. In other words, the advancement of certainly the phyla or the species recapitulates certainly the development of life, but it's all a lie, and basically there's no science
so easily
for it. But it took me years to unlearn what I was indoctrinated in college. I don't certainly hold it against the people who don't understand, but they need to be taught, and we must teach them. And I'm so glad you're doing it.
It's so refreshing to see young people come to a realization, and the looks on faces when they realize that the things that they've intuitively believed but been afraid to voice, the things that they have accepted but never really believed other than with that same blind faith that most Darwinian philosophy is accepted, when they see that there is another viewpoint, and that viewpoint has enormous amounts of circumstantial and physical evidence. It's such a relief to people to see things add up.
And of course, basically, if you are a professor at teaching a university, and you've been teaching certainly the Darwinian theory, and you suddenly realize it's a lie, and you try to tell the other side, you will be fired. You mean
basically, absolutely.
They do not tolerate honesty or integrity or certainly scientific accuracy. Basically, you go along with the agenda or else, and that's just the way that it works today. Academic freedom means that they have the freedom to fire you if you don't to certainly knuckle under and preach the lie. And unfortunately, most of our universities preach the lie. Go right ahead, Alan.
You know, there was an excellent movie, and I'm trying to remember the name of the gentleman that put it together. Television, let's see, Ben Stein. He put together a movie called
Wonderful,
Expelled.
Wonderful movie,
great,
right?
Great movie. It just points out very emphatically how even those who are in the sciences, even those who are the big name, household name Darwinian types, the atheists, the agnostics, the humanists that tout these theories, all of them have, under the onslaught of relentless science and investigation, that honest science and investigation, the science of cell division and replication, the science of DNA strands and the study of DNA in relationship to species, etc. All of that has been a relentless onslaught on the flimsy precepts of Darwinism, and now nearly all of them, and particularly the big ones, have to admit to intelligent design. But when they're pressed, they have such faith in their atheism that they will claim aliens as the creator.
And that was, if you've never seen Ben Stein's film, you have to see it. When you see this professor, I think of Cambridge, and he's using, they probably came.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, we do hope you enjoyed the conversation with Alan Scholl, and certainly here they have an educational system, an excellent education system, where your child will be educated in Christ-centered education, basically, because they're going to have to learn what the world is about from one point or the other. Either there's a God or there isn't, and the purpose of public education is to destroy the child's faith in God, and in family, and in country. And I'm a recovered, I was indoctrinated in these concepts 60 years ago. And fortunately, I was able to overcome them. Tragically, there's so many people today who have never heard the truth, or if they have heard it, they can't believe it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family. And you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and copy them and get them out to others. And certainly, I think that probably the first hour this evening with William Federer will be one of our tapes of the month. And then, of course, but we picked the four very best tapes or CDs, and we want you to listen to them. We want you to duplicate them. And your job is to reach as many people as you can with our material. Then, of course, you can actually help us by getting the DVDs and the four CD sets and the four tape sets and the videos and the DVDs that we offer, and you can get them off our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or we'll be glad to send you a catalog. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, you can help us by getting the various products we carry. We carry the Berkey water filters. One, you should have one, and you should have extra ones and extra filters. Why? Because we're heading towards a very real crisis. And if you haven't read Sydney Janet Napolitano's farewell address, you can get it off the Office of Homeland Security. Simply get the last page and read about it when she tells her about this coming Sydney cyber event, major cyber event that is going to have serious reaction, a serious effect as far as our lives, our finances, and every aspect of our human endeavor. Those are her words, not mine. You need to get this. A major cyber event is coming, although it will have serious effect on our lives, our fortunes, and every aspect of our society. And then she talks about, and this is simply a 6 weeks ago, she gave this talk already, how we have to move and move quickly to try to prepare for the difficult times that are coming. Why wasn't this picked up by the media? Well, because the media is controlled, and for whatever reason, Janet Napolitano told the truth, and I'm really indebted to her for that. And certainly a lot of people come up with a lot of explanations. Oh, she's talking about Planet X or an EMP attack. I don't know what she's talking about, but she has sounded a warning, and you should hear that, and you should begin making your preparations. You need to have food on hand. You need to have water on hand. This is one reason we carry the big burkies. You need to have medical supplies on hand. I'm talking about health products. Most people are deficient in magnesium. They're deficient in vitamin D3. They're deficient certainly in selenium and in certainly other curcumin. You need a supplement, these flavonoids. You need to have these as antioxidants that will help you get through the difficult time, and you should have a good supply of them. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If there is a cataclysmic event, and we do know that the elite certainly have their underground shelters. If you doubt that, go up on the internet and look up Jesse Ventura underground shelters, Alex Jones underground shelters, Joel Skousen underground shelters, Bob Fletcher underground.